Take it Dietrich and Wojo are still out?
If God is good, why does he let people suffer?
Getting worse, huh?
Oh, my head hurts. My throat's scratchy and I'm all achy. I'm afraid to even take my temperature. Why I'm not home in bed, I'll never know.
You know as well as I, there's a manpower crunch. We got 34 cops called in sick.
I know. I was one of them.
I really appreciate you coming in anyway.
It's still raining.
I just got off the phone with emergency services. They got power outages and flooding. From what I hear, Staten Island is 2 feet underwater.
Thanks, Barney.
Captain?
Yeah?
Manpower summary.
Oh, thank you. Anything new from the weather service?
Increased thunderstorm activity forecast for tonight. Continued heavy through Tuesday with gale force winds gusting up to 80 miles per hour in some areas.
Want to turn that radio off?
Sergeant Harris seems a bit out of it, sir.
It's a little under the weather.
Sir, as I mentioned on numerous occasions before, I'm always available to fill in up here if there should be a sudden manpower vacancy due to illness or incapacitation.
So far, Sergeant Harris is holding up pretty well.
Then, think he'll make it through the night?
We're hoping.
Well, I'll be downstairs in case his condition deteriorates.
Hey, in here.
All right, what do we got?
Bart. Her name is Madeline Schaefer. She was soliciting at one of those bus shelters.
In this weather? I don't believe we've had the pleasure of your company. Are you new to this precinct?
She didn't hear that.
Huh?
She's deaf.
Oh, I'm sorry.
She didn't hear that either.
You want me to mime her rights?
There she was, propositioning this executive type.
Now, you were doing more than talking, if that's what you said.
She had his cards on it.
I am a deaf mute. Want a party? My name is Madeline. I think you're sexy. Here for the convention?
Here's one with prices for various services. On the back, she's got her attorney and his number.
After we book you, you can call your lawyer. We'll call your lawyer. You want to book Ms. Schaefer? I think you can handle it.
Sure. Sit there.
Ms. Schaefer, you want to have a seat over there?
We heard it all before. Who wants to know?
Levitt, you know sign language?
Yes, sir.
Oh, wonderful.
My sister's deaf.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Not your fault, sir. I'm sure if she were here, she'd appreciate your pity.
As long as you're here, you can help Dietrich book Miss Schaefer.
Certainly. What's the charge?
Oh, it's loitering for the purpose of prostitution.
Pretty language, isn't it?
She says she doesn't have to be doing this. She could be one of those people who hands out cards, asks for money, bother people on movie lines. She does something for the money she gets.
Very conscientious of you, but we're gonna have to book you anyway.
Very conscientious of you. We're still gonna have to book you. That's okay. Talks like that to everybody. Park it over there!
Uh-huh. Yeah. I'm sure someone will be down right away. Barney.
Yeah.
Alarm just went off at a warehouse down on Pier 23. Which of them is taking it?
Well, Joe? You and Harris.
You want me to go out?
I have no choice in the matter.
Well, what about Levitt?
He has to stay here and interpret. Unless you happen to be conversant in sign language.
I got a couple of gestures.
Save them.
Come on, let's go, Bert.
Yeah.
You still feeling that bad, huh?
Yeah, my head's still pounding. Now my ears are all stuffed up.
I was sad because I had no shoes. And then I met a man who had no feet.
Oh, it's he out there again. I need your date of birth.
March 2nd, 1947.
You've been deaf since then? Place of birth?
Newark.
Look, I'm sorry.
She's not sorry she's deaf.
I was talking about Newark.
It was funny when I said it.
No, I'm not aware of any statutes against shipbuilding within city limits. No, I don't know how many feet in a cubit. If you want the zoo, you'll have to call information. Can I help you? I'm Captain Miller. Well, Mr. Lucas, what can I do for you? Well, I'm not deaf.
Oh, you are!
Oh, right, Mr. Lucas. Ah, you're Miss Schaefer's attorney, right. Makes sense.
Yes, we do have an interpreter, but he's out of the room at the moment. Your client is being fingerprinted and photographed. Oh, Levitt. This is Mr. Lucas. This is Miss Schaefer's attorney.
Steph. Take it easy, sir. I'll fill Mr. Lucas in on the details, then I'll be needed downstairs.
Okay, fine.
You sure you can handle things up here alone?
I think so.
Okay. Golf precinct, Levitt. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Thanks. Sir, it's dispatch about that call Harris and Wojo went out on. They spotted a suspect, chased him down the end of a pier. The suspect jumped into the river.
Oh, very clever.
Wojo jumped in after him. They're still searching.
Look, it's been 30 minutes. Come on, you must have spotted something by now.
Yeah, I know. It's raining, it's dark. The currents are treacherous.
But look, you're more familiar with this than I am. What do you think Sergeant Wojo Horowitz's chances are?
No, I don't know if he ate before he went in. What are you... Yeah, I know. Okay, thank you. Yeah.
Any word on Wojo Horowitz?
No, nothing yet. They put out a couple of boats trying to get a chopper up, but...
Sir? I realize this may not be the best time to bring this up. However,
I don't believe this. You're going to ask about plainclothes duty. A man's life is in jeopardy, and all you can think of is what it means to you in terms of a possible promotion.
Sir, what I was going to say is that there's been some flooding downstairs from the rain.
Oh.
They're mopping it up right now. They may have to call emergency services.
Oh.
Believe me, sir, I sincerely hope and pray that Sergeant Wojo Horowitz is going to be found safe.
Levin, I'm sorry. It's just with everything going on, I just...
That's all right, sir. I understand. I realize I do tend to be a bit overly zealous in my quest for advancement, and...
No, it's...
I want to apologize if I sometimes put too much pressure on you.
It's okay. It's okay.
It's just that a permanent assignment up here would be the greatest reward for all my efforts. It would also make my deaf sister very proud. Want to say something, sir?
No.
But, you know, I think of all the abstract expressionists in the period, I think that Stuart Davis, with his bold use of color and his violent clash of form. Or Jackson Pollock. He's very good.
What are you in? It's almost an hour.
Oh, we're just chatting.
Privileged communication, sir.
This has been the worst night of my life.
What about Wojo?
An hour and a half in the middle of the Hudson River, standing in the rain on the deck of some little tuna boat.
What about Wojo?
Oh, him. He came ashore way down near Pier 12, him and the guy we were chasing.
Oh, thank God he's okay.
I'm fine, too.
Okay, inside, Franzi.
Story of my life.
Hey,
well, see you, sir.
Hey, all right.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm all right.
What happened?
Well, this is Zed Ferengi. This is Captain Miller. Anyway, we caught this guy coming out of a warehouse with a bunch of radios. And we chased him down to the end of the pier and thought we had him trapped. And then he jumped in the water.
I figured only a real hot dog would come in after me.
So I did. next thing I knew, he's swimming out into the river.
I got family in Jersey.
Anyway, I just kept swimming after him. And I just about caught him. And then I got this incredible cramp in my right side.
Yeah, he starts yelling, "Help me, help me." And suddenly I see him go under the water.
So I was just about out of it. And I felt this arm around my neck. Next thing, he's pulling me back to shore. Got me up on the pier, brought me around. Then I arrested him. Oh.
We're going to book you now, Mr. Franchi.
You're welcome.
Over here.
Sure.
Harris, why don't you go back to the locker room, put on some dry clothes, huh?
All my dry clothes are home.
Check my locker. I got a lot of extra stuff there. You could probably fit into it. Go ahead.
I may just stay wet.
Sir?
Yeah.
Mr. Lucas says we may have a case of entrapment here.
That's for a judge to decide.
That's fine with me. Bail is already being arranged for Miss Schaefer.
Your home address?
1314 Delancey Street. You know, I could have kept right on going and left you at the bottom of the Hudson with a few hundred accountants.
That's right, you could have. What's your business address?
712 East 45th Street. I work as a volunteer on a crisis hotline. That's just Monday through Friday. Weekends, I'm a big brother.
Huh?
I don't know what's wrong with me. I mean, other guys I know who are making it big in crime, they're vicious, they're ruthless. They'd shoot you just as soon as look at you. But not me. Last week, I went in to hold up a liquor store in Queens. Who's running it? Vietnamese refugees. I wound up giving them $20 to help the boat people. I mean, I don't know what my problem is.
Maybe you're just a decent human being.
Hey, I feel bad enough already.
Here we go. Here you go.
Hey, I don't want to hear it.
How long you been a policeman?
Off and on, about 7 years.
You don't look like one.
Thank you.
I think you're a lot cuter than most cops.
Is that you or her? Look, it's probably none of my business. But I don't understand how someone who's obviously intelligent, well-read, attractive, could be doing something like this.
I like to eat.
You like to eat Chinese?
I believe she prefers Szechuan.
I know a place over on 3rd Avenue, Charlie Wu's. Got a Kung Pao chicken, will knock your socks off. Who's that?
From what I gather, it's either her pimp or her boyfriend or both.
She has to sign for her valuables.
You're leaving, Mr. Lucas. Goodbye.
I want to thank you for all your cooperation.
Well, we appreciate your patience.
I also want to add that Officer Levitt's assistance was invaluable.
Glad he could be a...
I can't help wondering why an officer as capable as Officer Levitt is still in uniform, not in a position where his obvious skills and abilities could be more fully utilized. Couldn't have said it better myself.
Yeah. Take care of yourself.
Woo's tomorrow at 7.
Thanks, bro.
Should we meet there or go in the same car?
Okay, Eddie. I'm gonna have to run you over to the Tombs now.
Nobody came up with the bail, huh?
No, I'm afraid not.
I called up half the people in my choir. I told them I needed some money. All of a sudden, I'm singing solo.
Maybe it's the weather.
I tell you, I'm true being Mr. Compassionate. From now on, to hell with everybody. I'm gonna start looking out for numero uno. Be careful, it's wet there.
Anything happening?
Wonjo just left for downtown with that hood. I believe Sergeants Harris and Dietrich checked out.
Why don't you go on home yourself?
Yes, sir.
Levitt. Thank you.
Is that you, Barney?
I thought you'd gone home.
You want to know something? You can have money to burn, fame, success, personal and sexual fulfillment. But if you haven't got your health, you've got nothing.
I've heard that.
Sorry. But it's hard to be original when you've got a temperature of 102.
So you took me up on my offer.
Oh, yeah. They're all gone anyway.
Actually, you look very nice in that outfit.
You're right.
Thank you.
Funny. All these years I've spent money on custom tailoring, latest fashions. Turns out I can look good in anything.
Thank you.